Well, good morning, everybody. Want to welcome you, as always, to another exciting edition of Saturday AM Live, and we're going to have some fun today with a person, I think, that was born and increased the fun element when she graced this earth with her presence. Ann McNabb, you're still with me, right, Ann?
Yes, I am.
It's always better to second guess rather than rely on the buttons that I thought I pushed to make sure I pushed rather than disconnect you. And, well, first of all, good morning, and it's May.
And I said Merry Christmas. We have got so much snow. The trees are covered in snow. I think I've got 4 to 6 inches of snow out here. It's fairly wet and heavy, but it looks like Christmas. It doesn't look like May.
And just for the record, folks, if you don't know, Ann McNabb does not reside in the North Pole helping Santa and his elves prepare for Christmas. Calgary, right? You're in
Yeah, well, I'm in the foothills west of Calgary, Alberta. So I'm kind of like you know, the foothills near Denver, although they don't have as many, well, I guess there is foothills too, but yeah, I'm in the foothills, so I'm in the country, but wow, it has been a strange winter here. We were really warm earlier in the week, and I hear you said you were really hot, but now it's really cold, and well, it's not so cold, I guess. It's really white, and I'm getting. It's still snowing. The snowflakes are still falling. So
yeah, those of you who dialed in and you thought it was May 3rd, 2014, it is in fact May 3rd. This is not a pre-recorded conference call from January, February-ish, but. You know, one of the greatest things, and I'm going to segue the weather right into you sharing your story, Ann, and then talking about what's going on in Neakin. One of the greatest things about being alive today is the weather is just so freaky and so unpredictable, and who would have thought that, we could have snow in May, when most of the rest of North America is welcoming some pristine spring temperatures. I know those of us here in the Northwest were basking in sunshine. We hit records all throughout the week in the upper 80s here in the Portland area. And what's so much fun is that it's such a fun way to open the door, start conversations with people. Can you believe that? And on and on and on, and I know for you and Grant, when you guys got started in Neakin, take us back to that. Give us a kind of a quick overview. I want to jump into what's current.
Okay, so we both work in corporate, in the oil industry, computers, and then. I worked for Dome Petroleum. It was kind of like an Enron. It was a darling of our Alberta oil industry, but it went bankrupt, and so did my pension plan. So on the third package, I decided to raise my hand, and I guess it was kind of my son, actually, who was a early teen. We'd always done a lot of positive work. My son and daughter both heard Mark Victor Hansen speak and other motivational speakers. So my son said to me, "Mom, what is it you want to do with your life?" And I go, "Oh, my." And then he said, "What steps are you taking to get there?" So I took a package. And I was going to go consulting, I thought, in oil industry, but what happened next is a few months after I took a package, Grant had an emergency triple bypass.
Mm.
Very lucky to be alive, because he listened to his body. He just said, "I'm dizzy, I can't catch my breath." So we took him to emergency. They didn't know what was happening. Several hours later, they discovered that he had no oxygen in the blood. And he went to emergency surgery, and they saved his life. But he never got his energy back. We did a lot of, fortunately I was off, so we did a lot of rehab. We had a lot of fun. It was kind of like a second honeymoon. He did really, really well, but he never got the same energy level back. So about a year later, I was doing my coaching exam. Both my son and daughter were competing for Canada in triathlon. That was run, ride, swim, shoot, and fence. Kept them busy and the parents busy.
I guess so.
Yeah. So anyway, the horse's back was sore, and I was quite desperate. I spent a lot of money with my veterinarian, and you touch the horse's back and he'd flinch. And if you're going to jump 3-foot-6 fences, that's not very safe. So my coach did the muscle tests on me, but I didn't really understand. I didn't recognize any difference. Anyway, we put the travel quilt on the horse's back. Literally, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes later, he didn't hurt. And I thought, this is weird, but...
I have to slow you down there, because you never... Nikan entered, well, where? From the coach? From somebody else that shared it with you, or guys? Or?
The riding coach. She had had a... she'd had back problems and a major whiplash, and someone introduced, well, they were going to show the products on the horse and then realized that she was in worse shape, but they showed her on the horse and then said, well, you need some help too. And so she started to use the products. I didn't know what she was going to show me, so she never told me what she was showing. She just said, and you've got a, I've got somebody coming. They're going to show you something for your horse. They didn't talk about me. They were going to share something for my horse. So I got started, bought a couple of products for my horse, and then, you know, periodically she dripped some information on me, and I ended up going back down to pay a bill. She had all of these long johns and things. So I decided, well, I'd like to buy them. And I said, well, give me a deal. She said, well, Ann, you can either join or you pay retail. Well, I'm the kind of Scottish background. And so I didn't really want to do a business, but, you know, I joined just to get the products for myself.
Sure.
Never intended to do this as a business. But then I got... I wanted to try everything, so I got the packs that they had at the time. So this was January of 99. I got the packs, put, my daughter used the insoles, but she said, Mom, if I'm going to do it, you got to do it. So we're both running at the Olympic Oval, and that night my daughter said, you know, Mom, I ran an hour and a half tonight. This is the first time my ankles haven't hurt.
Wow.
Yeah. And I didn't really know whether I noticed a difference, but then the next day I used them in my riding boots, galloping and conditioning the horse, and I thought, that seems pretty good. Anyway, the next day I didn't use them in my riding boots, and I noticed, whoa, where did my 18-year-old legs go? So, it was really, I didn't know that I needed them. So sometimes it's interesting. You don't know what you don't know.
Sure.
We put everything, grants on everything, and 3 weeks later, I asked him, I don't know whether it was 3 weeks, but approximately, I asked him, well, how do you feel? And he says, I don't think I feel any different. So I took everything away and thought, well, I'll let somebody else try it. And he went to the office one day and came home and he said, I don't know what it is, but I think I need all of that back. I worked all day, and I had a terrible time staying awake between 2 and 4. So he got gradually better and better. And at this point, I went to a business expo. My coach said, gee, you know, why don't you come and you can learn more about these and find out. So I went to this business expo, and it was a third party. It wasn't any of my coaches because they didn't really describe the business. But this man was talking about the five pillars. And, you know, the healthy body, the healthy mind, the healthy family, the healthy society, the healthy finances, all centered around a spiritual course. Well, that really attracted my attention because always in corporate, I worked really hard, did very well, had a great income, but I never got to control my life. I rarely took my children to the doctor. I got my mother or grand or somebody else because I didn't want to be perceived as not being a professional. So I never had control of my time and be able to do things that I really would want to do. So I thought, wow, mean I can make a great income and I can have freedom. I can help others. That just seemed like a win-win. So I call this business a win-win because we get to help people with the products, with the business, with the lifestyle choices, the humans being more. We really get to create a win-win. And I think that's just an incredible way to make a living.
Well, and Anne, you said something that I'm 24 hours ago, I was having a conversation with a young man, 21 years old, and works in the oil fields in North Dakota, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. And his comment to me was simply this: Vance, I have to do something like Nikan based on what little bit you've shared with me, because I'm making great money. He said, but I have no life, and furthermore, I'm not in control.
You're right. And, you know, when I first started, my son worked on the drilling rigs, and I managed a drilling business group, so I understand what you're talking about, that, you know, my son would go 1 week days, in 24 hours switch to nights. Well, that's really rough on your system.
Yeah.
And you're in a remote location. So he actually took the demo pack out to the rig at 19 and used the products. Now, he could sleep anywhere, but, you know, it just makes that much difference. So these products make a huge difference. And then you're right. If you want more control over your life, you've got to look for a plan B. You've got to look for a plan A in the future.
And I want to go back to when you talked about Grant getting more energy back, because that's so typical of so many of us, that we can be eating all the right foods, we can be on a very active lifestyle program, whether we're working out at the gym or we're simply, in my case, I chased around a four-year-old all day long and live in a three-story house, so up and down steps, very, very mobile. I don't sit that much. We live on 5 acres, and I pushed the envelope a little too far yesterday by doing a lot of mowing that usually uses the riding mower, and I was using the push mower and wearing a pair of the older cardio strides, which was kind of a double workout. And when I got in last night watching the Blazers at the buzzer beat the Houston Rockets, congratulations, Trailblazers. But a lot of folks, we can do all the things that we think we're supposed to do, but we miss that concept of being grounded. And you didn't use that exact word, but, you know, having a pair of magnetic insoles, and whether the mag steps, the mag strides, the M strides, it makes such a difference. And how old was your daughter when she said, Mom, my ankle doesn't hurt?
She was probably 11, 12 years old.
Okay.
You know, so, and now I think the other thing about Nikan is that it actually introduced us to a totally different lifestyle. So it gave us more balance and the whole concept of humans being more. Like, I don't know, I've gone 25 or more times to humans being more. All my family have gone. And really, setting that vision for your life, not just in your financial pillar, but also looking at how can you have a more balanced life. Now, we all have to focus on the finances, certainly, But it's getting that shift in thinking of how can you make a living and help others that can make a huge difference. And so, like here, I have a better residual income than I would if I was relying on some kind of pension or some kind of other option. And, you know, when we make an extra $500 in this business, that's like having $400,000 to $500,000 in a bank account. So Meekin can give us the financial pillar, but it also will give us, you know, help. Because when I started this, you know, 15 years ago, I was very high energy. I wouldn't have looked at the products for myself. I thought I didn't need any. But these products, you're right. I tell people that you can go and do all your sports or all of your work, like the young fellow that's 21. He's doing a lot of physical work. So this allows you to recover while you sleep. You're cocooned in your sleep system. It allows you to recover while you sleep. And today, with all the electronics, the Wi-Fi, we definitely need nature's energies, because all of these other energies drain our body. So Meekin's energies are phenomenal. And I guess what I love about the company, too, is all the research. This is science. The products work. They're always being enhanced. So we have got a lot of credibility. And the company being in many countries gives us opportunities to travel. It gives us opportunity to create a global business. So we've got, I think the biggest challenge with Meekin and with all of us is we do need to decide what is it we want to do with our life. What is it we want to do with our business? And we really have to get clear on what we want to accomplish and then find mentors to help us achieve that, and then continue. If we're going to build a business, we have to work with those that want to do it and do it now. We can love everyone. We can encourage everyone, but I found that we do need to work with those that are keen and that want to accomplish.
And you said something to me when we were together a few weeks ago, and it was, if I remember correctly, you know, I've been involved in a lot of businesses, and yet I chose Meekin. And going back to what your son asked you, that question, what is it, you know, Mom, what do you want to do with your life? It really is a different perspective, because I haven't, I don't think you've shared with us at all the hard parts about sharing Meekin. I missed that element entirely. I didn't grasp anywhere that it's been hard to share what Meekin's given us. Or as, you know, Julie Tara shared and continues to share this, we use the solutions, we share our story, and we sponsor people. That's pretty much it. That, you know, we can get caught up in a lot of, well, you need to use this program, you need to use this plan, but really, ultimately, it comes down to that, and I don't think that's any different than anything else we would do as an occupation. We do the job, we're immersed in that setting, we talk about it if it's in a sales position, and then we connect people to the product or the service or the company, and that's basically it, right? Was I missing something where there was a bunch of hard work involved in what you and Grant created and to get yourself all the way to the position of Wellness Consultant of the Year a few years ago?
Well, I think that you're right. It really is all about caring and sharing. I think the biggest thing that helped us achieve that goal was we did have some specific goals. We did want to go diamond, and so we did create a plan. I guess we wanted to be Diamond, and we were going to the various events, and I can remember Reed getting us on stage, and we declared we wanted to be Diamond. That year, I think we were on stage three times declaring we were going to be Diamond. I thought, I don't want to go back to that stage saying, I am going to be Diamond. I am Diamond. And I put a picture of us on a cover, created a cover, and put that around the house. So I'm a very visual person. So we created a goal, and then we put visuals around it, and we did a lot of positive thinking. So in the morning, quite often, I will get up and I'll use the secret. I'll use my moon boots too, and a rebounder. And so when I want to achieve something, I set a goal. I put a plan in place. I talked to our team, found out who wanted to play, and we went to work. So we did have focus. So I think if you do want to achieve something, a goal or a 21 club, you definitely need to set a goal. Set it in a way that you feel good about it. So because you do want to use the law of attraction, use the universe to help you, use your mentors to help you as well and your team. So I guess we really worked as a team, but with a goal, a clear goal and a plan. We didn't know how it would happen, but we knew it would happen. And then we just went out and talked to people. I think when you're doing that, too, you're much better at asking and following up. I think that's our biggest challenge is I'm out all the time and I'm sharing with people. But if we're really caring and we're doing it right, we do need to ask. We need to ask people, you know, are they interested? And if they're interested, do they want to be a customer or do they want to join us? Or do they want to refer someone? And I think that's the biggest challenge with us when we're just out day to day is if we've not got that goal or that plan, we don't always do our follow-up timely. So, no, Nikon is not difficult, but I do think if you want to be more successful, that you really do have to have a goal, a plan, and a mentor to help you work that plan, and you'll be more successful, and you'll have more fun.
You know, and this is one of the things I'm going to be talking about next week, is that the power of intention, and I'd forgotten about it, but is that, as you just said, ask people, ask questions, but then invite them to join either as a customer or a member, and it's really that simple. And whether you're, as you said, Scottish background or German or Latin American, nobody really in their right mind, I guess there are some people, but most people, when given the option, they don't necessarily want to pay extra. However, as I shared with a customer yesterday who said, no, I just really want to get this one item. And I said, okay, that's fine. You really should consider, especially some of the things I looked at, you know, what they had, her and her husband had purchased, and I said, you know, they've got this amazing new promotion that every 6 months you could get $200 in free product. But it was trying to take people through the process, Anne, and I think that's what you and your family experienced at the very beginning. It's what all of us experience, that there's a process. Some of us accelerate and power right on through it and get that wellness home right off the bat, and others, it seems like, it's just kind of piecemeal, one thing at a time, until, and I really appreciate you sharing this, is that third-party credibility. And you nailed that one, because that's what did it for you guys. Where do you see, you've been at this now for, let's see, 99, so coming into your 15th year with Nikon, the technologies, our solutions keep getting better. We're seeing faster, more accelerated results. For you, because Grant graduated and you're flying solo now. Where do you see this going for you?
Well, I see, you know, Nikin as really a vision, a mission to make a difference. I really love helping families. You know, I think it's really vital. I was just talking to a young couple that were good friends of my son's last night, and I was saying, if you want healthy children, Nikin is just an amazing way to create that healthy environment. So I really see Nikin as an incredible mission for me to make a difference for families, to make a difference on lifestyle, and I guess my whole purpose is to inspire and empower myself and others to be the best.
Hmm.
So I need a drink of water. Anyway, but I think, you know, it really does give us such an amazing opportunity to make a difference. And at the same time, it allows us to continue to grow and to improve. Because, like, you know, Vance, when we were down at Nikin headquarters, the mentors, the leaders that we have around us are just amazing. So I love that group that really encourages to become more, to utilize our full potential. Most people never utilize their full potential. And this kind of environment really encourages us to use that potential to make a difference. And so I just really love the environment we're in.
You know, and I think back to that full potential. And the night before we were together or having dinner, I went from having a wonderful conversation in an art gallery with a gal who had lived her entire life in California, and the only other state she'd been to was Florida to go to Disney World. And it just that troubled me. And then a few minutes later, I'm sitting between Julie Tara and Mac McDonald. People who have traveled the world. And I thought, wow. And that's it. This really does give us an opportunity to use our potential. But there's it's about continual development. It's about growing. It's about tapping into what we've been given. And, you know, the Nikin solutions really open the door, but it's so much more than that. The five pillars, that's what is it expands our horizons. So, and thank you so much. I know you need to get into your morning, and I appreciate you giving us a half an hour of your time. And look forward to seeing you, if not before, at the World Convention next March in Orlando, where there will be no snow.
Right. Yeah. Well, we hope we don't take it there, but no, I think that the convention is just going to be wonderful. I really recommend everyone win the contest, be there. It'll be just fabulous. So thanks again, Vance, and good luck to everyone, and really set your goals, decide what you want to do, and find your mentors, make a big difference, and be the best you can be.
Thank you again, Anne. You're a true delight and inspiration, and we wish you the best.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Take care.